From Spark and Anvil and ProofQuest, this is Direct Proof Dora in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The day Dora learned to trust the long way, she was 9 years old and absolutely, completely certain she was right. Her town, Stepwell, was holding its summer fair, and the prize question was painted on a board by the well. Every number you make by adding two odd numbers together, is it always even? First correct answer with a reason won the big ribbon. Dora scribbled a few sums on her hand. 3 plus 5 is 8. 7 plus 1 is 8. 9 plus 3 is 12. Even, even, even. She felt the answer light up in her chest like a lamp. Yes, obviously yes. And because she was sure, because she could feel how right it was, she did not want to bother with the slow part. She wanted the ribbon now. So she marched up to the judge and said, "It's always even. I checked 3 of them and they all worked, so it works for all of them." She said it fast, proud, certain. A shortcut. Skip the fussy middle, jump straight to the end. The judge, a patient old baker named Mr. Fenn, tilted his head. 3 of them, he repeated. Out of how many pairs of odd numbers are there, Dora? Lots, Dora admitted. More than lots. There's no end to them. He wasn't unkind about it. You checked 3 and jumped to all. That's a lovely feeling jump, but a jump is not a bridge. He pointed to the far edge of the fairground, where a boy named Cass was grinning. Cass made the same kind of jump this morning, on a different question. Ask him how it went. Dora didn't want to ask Cass anything. She was right, and she knew it. The answer was even. She could feel it. Why should she have to crawl through steps to prove a thing that was already obvious? The obviousness was the proof, wasn't it? She held on to that feeling all afternoon, the way you hold on to being right. Cass found her by the ribbon board anyway. "Let me guess," he said. "You checked a few, they all worked, so you said always." "Because it is always," Dora said. "Sure, this time." Cass didn't look smug now, he looked a little burned. "This morning, the question was about a pattern in the fair's raffle numbers. I checked 4. All 4 fit my rule. I was so sure. Felt exactly like you look right now. I skipped to always and told the judge." He winced. "The 5th number broke it. My rule was wrong the whole time. It just hadn't shown me yet. The checking that felt like enough wasn't." Dora opened her mouth to say her question was different. Her feeling was realer. But a small, cold thought had crept in. His shortcut felt exactly as sure as mine does, and his had lied to him. Feelings of certainty, it turned out, came free with both the true answers and the false ones. They didn't tell you which was which. She went home that night bothered and did the thing she had been too sure to do. She walked it, slowly, one step at a time, refusing to skip. What is an odd number, really? An odd number is an even number plus 1. It's some pairs with 1 left over. So any odd number could be written as a bunch of 2s plus 1. Now take 2 of them. The first is some 2s plus 1. The second is some other 2s plus 1. Add them. All the 2s pile together, still made of 2s, still splits into pairs. And then the 2 leftover ones, the plus 1 and the plus 1, meet each other and make another pair. Nothing is left over. She stared at it. The 2 lonely leftovers had found each other and become even. That was why. Not, "I checked 3. Not, "it feels right." A reason that held for every odd pair there could ever be. Because she'd never once said, "And the rest are probably the same." Every step followed from the step before it. No gap for a lie to hide in. And here was the strange part. The answer was the same answer she'd blurted that morning. Even. But it felt completely different now. Before, she'd been holding a guess that happened to be right, the way Cass had held one that happened to be wrong, with no way to tell them apart. Now she was holding something that couldn't turn on her. She checked every step, so there was no fifth number waiting to break it.
Dora went back to the fair the next morning and found Mr. Fenn. She didn't say, "It's even," this time. She walked him through it. The twos, the two leftovers finding each other, step by step, no skipping. "That," said Mr. Fenn, "is a proof. Yesterday you had an answer. Today you have a reason nobody can knock down." He gave her the ribbon, but Dora was barely looking at it. She was thinking about the difference between the two feelings, the fast, bright, hollow certainty of the jump, and the slower, heavier, solid certainty of the walk, and how alike they'd felt from the inside, and how much she never wanted to mix them up again. She grew up to be a mathematician, and then a teacher, and she came to ProofQuest to show kids the direct proof. You start with what you truly know. You take one honest step at a time, and each step has to follow from the last. No jumping, no, probably the rest are fine. Kids always ask her the same thing she once believed. But if you already know the answer, why not skip to it? And Dora, who has been that certain 9-year-old, smiles and tells them about the shortcut that lied. "You can skip," she says. "It even feels wonderful. It feels exactly as sure as the truth, right up until the fifth number shows up." She still isn't relieved by being right. She's relieved by being unable to be knocked down. That's a different, better feeling, and you only get it by walking the whole bridge.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Direct Proof Dora. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.